Thus, since it was natural for them to be greatly annoyed with these people, as they were the ones who had come and revealed the internal divisions and had written the queries about the virgins and about the married people, observe how he pacified them. In the beginning of his letter he mentioned, "For it has been communicated to me by those belonging to Chloe's household," in this way simultaneously hiding these and highlighting the others, "and now they have filled your void and uplifted my spirit and yours," implying that they had come in place of everyone and accepted such a long journey on their behalf. So how can their particular commendation become universal? If you will comfort me for what was missing on your part through your kindness towards them, if you will honor, if you will accept them, if you will participate with them in doing good. Therefore, he says, recognize those who are like this. And while commending those who came, he includes also the others in his praise, the senders along with the sent, where he says, they uplifted my spirit and yours, therefore recognize ones like these, because for your sake they left their homeland. Can you see his thoughtful attitude? He implies that they had not only obliged Paul, but also the Corinthians, as they carried within themselves the entire city. This not only gave them credibility, but also prevented the others from distancing themselves from them, as they had represented themselves to Paul through them.